And now bring up something that's unresolved for you. Bring up maybe some sort of repetitive, problematic behavior. Let's see if we can start with the behavior. So what do you keep acting out over and over in your life that really does not serve you? Take a minute to find that. And then a hint, this could be maybe an avoidance behavior, a surrender behavior where you kind of self-subjugate, or you kind of fawn, or you surrender yourself, surrender what you want, or you don't assert yourself. Or it could be kind of like an overcompensation behavior. This is a more of an active fight type behavior. See if you can find one of those three kind of groups of behaviors, and it can even be a mix. Go ahead and see if you can find that now. Okay. So now see yourself acting out this problematic behavior. And now ask yourself, when I feel the need to act out this behavior in this way, how is it that I view myself, others, and the world? There's this kind of particular patterned way of seeing self, other, and world. Go ahead and see if you can find that now. And then once you've found that way, say it out loud and kind of say it with emotion. Here you're saying the belief that makes the behavior necessary or just an unintended consequence. So say that belief out loud, and this will be kind of likely a negative belief about self, other, and world. And now really notice how this belief relates with the behavior. From a place of, we'll call it emotional logic, it makes perfect sense. Go ahead and notice how it's perfectly logical in a certain way. So you have this belief and then you act out this other way. It makes perfect sense. Go ahead and see that now. Okay. And now go back into the belief and then repeat your sentence. It helps you feel into the belief. Also notice what it's like in the body when you say this sentence that is supported by this negative belief. There might be grief or sadness. And also, just for a minute, go ahead and appreciate the real suffering that this negative belief or schema has caused in your life. Go ahead and just take a minute to see that. Of course, it's caused suffering. And also just notice how it's all just cause and effect. Anybody with this belief, they would suffer from having this belief. It's not personal to you. Go ahead and see that clearly now. And now reflect, oh, I learned this somewhere. I learned this belief. And now float back either to childhood, adolescence, or earlier adulthood, and find a time when this belief was reinforced, when this belief was conditioned into you. Take a minute to find that. And also, this scene or this memory can be a composite or amalgamated memory. It does not need to be an actual, what would be called an episodic memory. You just need to kind of construct a scene where you kind of feel the same feelings and you feel the same belief reinforced. Go ahead and find that scene now. Okay. And now, one more time, let's just notice how all of this is causal. Anybody else exposed to this same condition would have learned an approximately similar lesson. Anybody would have learned this crappy, toxic lesson. Go ahead and see that. And see how this learning would have had a similar effect on anybody else. Again, just cause and effect. No reason to carry any personal shame about this. This is just learning. See that clearly. And there might be grief or sadness coming up around that. Okay, so now go back into the scene. And to be clear, if it's like also if it's like a traumatic scene, you can kind of it doesn't, you don't need to redo the scene. You just need to feel into the negative learning. So where are you? Who are you with? How old are you? What are the thoughts and emotions that are coming up for you right now? And keep all of this present tense and first person. Okay. And now imagine that the perfect nurturers come into the scene. And they remove you from the scene. And now really feel safe with them first. And also notice how they really get it. That this situation caused real suffering for you. And that pains them. They regret that. They're sorry that you went through this. You kind of lean in, tilt the head. They hold you in just the right way. They give you physical affection. They really get it. And now keep inhabiting the body. Feel into the body. What's that like? What's it like to be seen and known and soothed? And now go ahead and give voice to what feels so unfinished about this. So actually give voice to what this was like and what feels unfinished and unresolved for you. And go ahead and have the perfect nurturers pay really close attention So go ahead and give voice to that now. The perfect nurturer say, yes, of course you see it that way. Anybody would. It makes perfect sense. And of course this is upsetting. And they also have confidence that you're going to work through this. And they're also so patient. And now also notice how the way that they pay attention to you, they help you focus on your experience. So keep discussing this situation that was so upsetting with your perfect nurturers and giving voice to what is unfinished. Keep going. Now see how they nod, they really follow, they really get it. It's like, yeah, of course you see it this way. Makes perfect sense. They're just so sweet and attentive. And they ask some follow-up questions, maybe what this was like, what effects all this had, whatever is right for you. Go ahead and develop that scene. And also they assure you that there's nothing wrong with you. This was just a negative experience, a crappy learning. But all of that's over now. You're with them. Keep developing the scene. Okay. And now this is quite interesting. Notice how the way that the perfect nurturers are treating you right now, right in this moment, this actually disconfirms the old negative belief that you had that was reinforced by this earlier negative scene. Go ahead and notice that. It's quite interesting. See how the perfect nurturers don't think there's anything wrong with you, how that they believe in you, how that they'll never abandon you. How you're a delight to them. Go ahead and notice that. Really take that in. What does that feel like in the body? What does that feel like in the mind? Really taking that in. Okay. And very briefly, what we're now going to do is we're going to go back and redo this old negative scene. So go back before the old negative scene ever happened. And now we're going to redo it. And the negative thing does not happen. Rather, a new positive thing happens and the perfect nurturers will be there supporting you. And again, this is imaginal. This does not have to be realistic. So go ahead and redo the old negative scene. Really taking that in. Now really feel into how good this is, feeling it in the body. Make this very vivid and clear. And feel into how this sense of childlike wonder is restored, how there's this interest and engagement with life. Okay, good. Now we're going to do something that really helps with emotional memory reconsolidation. And so now we're going to switch between the positive redo of the scene with the perfect nurturers, where they're reinforcing the exact positive opposite of the old negative learning and the old negative learning and the old negative scene. So we're going to switch back and forth and back and forth. Again, this helps with emotional memory reconsolidation. So go ahead and switch between those two scenes. Keep going. Keep going. And now make a deep impression of only the positive learning. Really feel into that. That's right. Really feel into that in the body and in the mind. Now this is what you expect from life. Okay, good. Now I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.